So moving into diet, the diet that we think of as the most protective is one that's high in plant foods. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a vegetarian diet, but when you look at your plate, you'd like to see a lot of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and beans on the plate. And then you want to think of your animal protein as kind of being more a condiment than a main ingredient. You know, so think of it maybe like a quarter of the plate, but not ever half the plate. And one of the reasons that we really encourage plant foods is because they have so many protectors in them, which I'll talk about in a minute. In addition to having mostly plant foods, it's important to try to reduce refined carbohydrates. For one thing, we want to keep our blood sugar more normalized. We don't really want to see the blood sugar going up and staying up. When the blood sugar goes up, insulin goes up, and insulin-like growth factors. So keeping a normal blood sugar is helpful. And eating a diet that has enough fiber in it and a little bit of healthy fat that's balanced, and trying to minimize your intake of sugars and refined white flours is one way to help normalize the blood sugar. The diets that are protective also have some fish and seafood in them on a regular basis. We could say 2 to 3 servings a week. We call a serving about 3 ounces, which is like a deck of cards. And when we talk about fish and seafood, it's good to think smaller, lower on the food chain. And those of you who may have heard me talk before or may hear me talk again, I'm always pushing sardines as a really healthy seafood. It's inexpensive and low on the food chain, and it's very rich in those omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oils that we hear are so helpful and protective. The diets also that seem to be most protective are a little lower in these large land animals. You know, you sometimes hear about, you know, cutting back on red meat, and everything in moderation is fine, but the larger animals, like beef, and you could think of pork, that live longer can also kind of concentrate toxins over long periods of time. Small amounts of these are no problem, but we just don't want to be having big hunks of them on our plate. And it's the same for dairy products. Again, you know, animals that live a long time can concentrate toxins.